It's the California Update from KRCB-FM Radio 91. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. President Trump's proposed cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency could hurt programs that protect clean water and air in California. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, grants to some programs would be eliminated.
The White House is proposing to slash a quarter of the EPA budget and eliminate grant programs that help protect clean air and water in California. Under a tentative plan from the Office of Management and Budget, grants provided to states to reduce diesel emissions and test water quality at beaches would be eliminated. So would a program that protects the San Francisco Bay. David Lewis is with the nonprofit Save the Bay.
It's really going to be devastating if these budget cuts go through, because San Francisco Bay actually needs more federal investment to be clean and healthy, not less.
About $10 million to reduce emissions from agricultural equipment and replace old fireplaces in the San Joaquin Valley would also be cut. Any proposal would have to be approved by Congress, where even some Republican members have suggested the cuts might be too steep. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.
California healthcare policy experts who backed the Affordable Care Act reacted to a proposal from House Republicans to repeal and replace the law. The new plan, dubbed the American Health Care Act, eliminates tax penalties on uninsured individuals and replaces income-based subsidies with age-based tax credits. Ken Jacobs is with the UC Berkeley Center for Labor Research and Education.
Cost will go up dramatically for poorer and older Californians who are getting coverage in the individual market and those living in high-cost areas, while there'll be some savings for younger and especially more affluent Californians.
Medicaid expansion would stay in place until 2020. After that, states would receive a set amount of federal funds per enrollee. In California, one-third of residents are enrolled in Medi-Cal. The uninsured rate in California has gone down from 17.2% in 2013 to a historic low of 7.4% in 2016. Trump said Tuesday the existing Obama-era health care law is collapsing and will implode if it isn't replaced. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.